Sorry. And in. Okay, trim the velvet. Ready? One, two.
Thank you.
Was that okay? And it wasn't too slow, I hope, right?
Yeah, nice ones.
Okay, good.
Right. Lovely, lovely, John. Nice tempo. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, so let's do...
Good speed there.
All right, great. Thank you. Mark, how are you? Sharon, good to see you. I think I said hello to Dave Brown already. I'm not sure. Steve McKay, good to see you. Kara, Ken Shaw. Let me see. Oh, who's the lab? The lab, we got the labs here. Oh, Stephen Prout. How are you, brother? Stephen is a wonderful singer and songwriter in Connecticut, and I used to love playing with his song. Now I love his dogs. Oh my God, look at those dogs. Aren't they gorgeous? Ellen, how are you? You've been hiding on me, Ellen. Good to see you. And everybody else that's blacked out and I can't see you, thanks for being here. Great. So, did I just see somebody I didn't say hello to yet? I think I got you. Carol, I think I got you. All right. I would do a couple of jigs. Let's do the Maid on the Green set. If any. Did you hear that? Woo. Here she comes. Here she comes. She's a running. So we do Maid on the Green. Patty O'Rafferty and Leitrim Fancy. So. Right? And then. So I don't know if you notice, if anybody's seen it, but if you want to look it up, you might like to share it with your friends. If you go to the Irish Echo online, the Irish Echo newspaper, and I think, I don't know if you have to actually look up Dan Neely, but Dan Neely came to one of the master session when I did the Keneally family. And so he's the writer for the traditional music in the Irish Echo. And I don't know if it's actually in the physical paper this week, but it's definitely online. He did an article talking about the master session and the slow session. So that went national yesterday. So I was really proud of that. And now it looks like my big project that I'm doing is the Irish Arts Week in the Catskills have a festival, Memorial Day weekend. And they're doing it in conjunction with Irish Music Magazine, and they asked me to put together a 50-minute concert, a virtual concert for that festival, and I'm going to do it with the majority, not all, but the majority of the musicians from the Wheel and Master Sessions. So you can just imagine, as an example for all you flute players out there, Kevin Crawford, right, Michael McGoldrick, Catherine McAvoy, Nuala Kennedy, and then there's somebody else there. I think keep forgetting who the other one is. But anyway, just an idea. I think there's 8-9 fiddle players. So, so it's going to be an unbelievable, it's going to be a concert of the century. And I'm doing the whole thing. Everybody's agreed to do it already. Everybody I spoke to. So the other thing I need to start plugging now, if you don't mind, just take this minute while I got you here. We're actually going to be doing the very first. Now, I know some of you probably don't care, so that's why I want to tell you, because you may know people that do. So I'm taking a kind of a giant leap and taking a chance, and I'm putting together the very first Wheel and Master singing session. But I've got Neve Parsons, a big woohoo there. If you don't know Neve Parsons, you better look her up, because she's brilliant. I've got Kathy Jordan from Dervish, and I got Claire Horgan from Kerry. I'm waiting to hear back from one other person. I can't say who it is because they may not do it. But and then there's a young lady in Portland, Oregon, who's a phenomenal Irish singer. Genevieve Gagliano. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but she is a very talented young lady. So if you could spread the word, that's going to be the 27th of April. It's going to be amazing, I think. And if that goes well, we might do an all-male singing thing, and maybe I'll get Sean Keane to join us and do something. I know the whole Keane family. Maybe we'll get the whole Keane family together. That might be a first in ever. So, but anyway.
John, is that on your going to be on your website?
It will be. It's not yet, I don't think, but it will be.
Very good.
I mean, I just gave the information to Lisa today, so I've got to give her a chance. She's working as well, so give her a chance to get it all together.
Very good.
Because our main focus is this weekend, and with the accordion players. So, and it's going reasonably well so far. So I'm not going to panic anymore. It is what it is. All right. So Maiden on the Green, Paddy O'Rafferty, and Leitrim Fancy.
Thank you.
There you go. Anybody's interested, I actually recorded those on my, I think it was my Come to Dance CD. I can't remember now, actually. Either Come to Dance or Celtic Fire CD.
What'd you call the last tune?
The last Fancy.
Oh,
I thought it was Leitrim Fancy.
It is. Leitrim Fancy. That's what I just said.
Haunted House? You ever call it Haunted House?
We know what it is.
No, the last tune was Haunted House.
That wasn't
Haunted House.
No. Made on a Green Patio Rafferty and Leitrim Fancy.
But that last one wasn't Leitrim Fancy.
No, it was Haunted House, John. Hi, John. Yeah,
sure. Well, that's why I always called it Leitrim Fancy. So, and that's what it is on my CD.
Really?
Yep. That's the name I've had for it. And if you can look it up, it's other people have recorded it under that name. So... I'm familiar with the name The Haunted House, but you know, it'd be interesting to see. I've probably got it printed here, so you know, let's take a quick look.
Session has it as the Leitrim or the old Leitrim.
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 Yeah. I don't have
it. It's a Vincent Broderick tune.
Yeah.
I don't know what he calls it, but
I've heard a different tune to Leitrim Fancy. Ming, you know Ming Chen, he plays that a lot.
Right.
And I don't know it. I don't completely know it yet, but I just know that title by a different tune.
Right. Well, you know, that's the thing about the bloody Irish music. You know, I mean, almost every tune I look at has a different. I printed something just this evening, right here, in fact. And I had to cross it out because they called it the Tall Bolton, right? And it's actually the Heather Breeze, or Heathery Breeze. I don't know why somebody called it the Tall Bolton. I've never heard that called the Tall Bolton, ever. And I've been playing for 50 years. So, I don't know. The Leitrim Fancy is the name. What's that, Greer?
Every one of them had four or five different names, it seems right. Like.
I know. So, you know, it just depends on the source. And that's where it gets really confusing, you know.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I don't know. It's a lot of work. But I think if you're going to have a website like The Session, you probably should kind of police it a little bit better. You know, that's my opinion. You know, I'm sure. I don't know how they make their money on that website. I really don't know. But I think, you know, if you're going to put up names of tunes, You should research them better. I say that now, and I'm really guilty of really bad at recording tunes with the wrong names, too. So, you know, slap me. So. All right. Let's do McDermott's and Lado Burns hornpipe. And I'll give you a second to get yourselves together there. I'm making banana bread tonight. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. I've been trying to make it for the last couple of days. I haven't had any time, but I by hella high water, I'm going to make banana bread tonight because the bananas will be no bloody good. And I'm really fascinated. You know, I know there's a lot of crap on Facebook, and there's a lot of good stuff too about the music. But today there was some amazing ideas, video things. I'm into cooking, so it really appeals to me. But there's one video that showed like 20 different ways to make breakfast eggs. It was unbelievable. It was really ideas that I've never even dreamt up, but. Boy, I tell you, they all look really, really good. So I'm going to try out some of those things. But that's kind of fun. I think I might have been a chef if I wasn't a musician.
You are a chef.
I am a chef. Jane just said I am a chef. Well, I am. I don't know. Marilyn, what do you think? Did I pass the test when you guys came for... Although my potatoes were kind of late, right, in the game, Marilyn? I had everything timed perfectly except the potatoes. Or no, it was the stuffing, maybe. I don't know. But I think we did okay.
John, do you bake bread?
Charles, how are you? What were you
good.
Saying?
I'm good. Do you bake bread?
I made bread once about a year and a half ago, and I haven't had a chance to make it again. But I did it all by scratch. So I don't have a bread maker. I just did
never get one of those.
Yeah. I'm not interested in all those gadgets, you know.
No, you don't need one to get great bread. You don't
I'm really impressed with the way my bread came out, though, for the first time ever doing it.
Good for you.
All right, let's play some tunes. So the McDermott's and Lado Burns. And then... Okay.
Bye-bye.
Turns. So let's do Sporting Paddy. We'll go back to the real Sporting Paddy, John Dwyer's, and the Galtee Rangers. Is that good? We got a lot of choices tonight. Hey, Steve Prow, is that a picture of your dogs? There's got to be a picture of your dogs because they haven't budged.
they are right here, though.
They are?
They are right down here, yeah.
Oh, boy, I'm looking at them saying, wow, those dogs must be really well-behaved.
No. Anything I'm trying to eat up here, any snack I'm trying to get up there, up on top of me here. So.
I'm sure. Yeah. Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, man. Yeah.
All right. So I recorded these, definitely. I did these on my Celtic Fire CD for sure. I'm just saying it because it happens to be there. I'm not trying to sell CDs. I just want to clarify that. I'm really not, honest to God. So it gives you an idea. I put these sets together, some of these sets I put together, and some sets are already together from, you know, how I learned them, from recordings or from sessions. But this particular setting of tunes was one that I put together when I recorded on Celtic Fire. So John Dwyer's, and then the Galtee Rangers, okay? So we'll be right back. Interesting, because they're the kind of tunes that it's very easy to rush, right? So in particular, so the B part of so it's really easy when you get those kind of triplets, those back-to-back triplets like this. So if you don't have that control, so it's really hard. I'm like anybody else. I have to slow down my finger movement on those triplets. So the easiest way to make that happen is to make sure you play the note before the triplet. Okay? So a lot of people get mixed up that the note before the triplet is actually part of the triplet, and it's not. So if you have two F sharps like you have here, or G, sorry. Right? So it's really easy to tie that first note in with the triplet and rush it. So a lot of people have complimented me throughout my career about my triplets, but it's only because I take the time to play the notes. I say that to all my students. Take the time to play the notes. That's all. It's not rocket science, but it's hard. I mean, I'm not being a wise guy. I know it's not easy. It takes an effort, and because it's all about muscle memory, right? So if you get used to playing those fingers too fast, that will give you end up giving you a hard time. So let's do Madda Maxwell. How about that? From O'Carolan. One of my favorite. It's a lovely tune. I recorded this on my From the Heart CD, and I re-recorded it, I think, on something else, and I can't remember. Oh, it's probably on one of the compilation albums of Narada. When I was with Narada, they put out a couple of O'Carolan CDs. In fact, if you've never seen them or heard them, Celtic Treasure 1 or Celtic Treasure 2, or Celtic Treasure and then Celtic Treasure 2, something like that. Check them out, because they're compilations of different people, and the music is fantastic. So. Ready? 1, 2, 3, and... So you got to keep in mind now that tune was written during the time of the Baroque period. So that tune was probably played like this. So I think I've recorded it like this. in around there, maybe a hair slower than that, might have even been a hair faster than that, but that, I did a recording with that one, with Jerry O'Sullivan. I did a counterpoint to it. We tried to create kind of a Baroque-ish feel to it, and it doesn't work when it's slow. It just doesn't work. So I'm assuming that that was probably played around the speed I just played it, you know. And it sounds a little bit better if you're doing with a group and then you have somebody that's going to do some harmony lines or counterpoint. It's just going to sound better than when you try to do that stuff when it's too slow. All right. What do you want to do next? You want to do the slides or you want to go back to more jigs or hornpipe? Let's go back to reels. We got a lot of reels. Is reels good? Am I doing the right thing here? Let's do the Pretty Girls of Mayo. The Ships Are Sailing and the Heathery Breeze, which is called the Tar Bolton there, which is ridiculous. Because if you know the Tar Bolton, you know the Tar Bolton, Longford Collector and the Sailor's Bonnet were recorded by Michael Coleman in the 1920s. He redid it in the 1940s. And I have the original recording here. I think I showed it to you before. I have the 78 players right over here. And anyway, so... So Pretty Girls of Mayo. I love Ships of Sailing. Great tune. And then... the Heather Breeze, or I always call it the Heather Breeze, but I think some people call it the Heathery Breeze. But for the, since I was a kid, we've always called it the Heather Breeze. So I figured I was 50 years closer to the point of composition, so I've got to be somewhat right. I can't be all wrong. So especially in this modern age of technology and people learning stuff with all these crazy names. So. Thank you. One more time. Sorry about the ending there. So, how are we doing? Wow, we're just flying by tonight. Holy cow, we've done an hour already. So, Michael, is there anything we need to talk about? Where are you, Michael?
I'm here. just we were talking about, I put the thing about the next week. There was a suggestion made last week about maybe people dressing up and funny shirts for next for the St. Patrick's Day session next week, which sounds great fun. I'm wearing my sloth on llama rainbow llama corn shirt today. John is promoting this thing called Sober St. Patrick's Day. So the request is, if you're going to wear a funny shirt, please have it be one that doesn't promote drinking. St. Patrick's Day is a drinking holiday, so you can get creative with that. So anyway, it's optional. If anybody wants to do it, I'm going to do it, of course. Find your silliest St. Patrick's Day shirt, but leave the drinking cats and all that at home.
Yeah, I just, I told Michael earlier today that, my father and my grandfather never drank, either of them. And unfortunately, I drank enough for both of them in my teens. And I thought I was really having a good time, and I really wasn't. And so I'm not anti-drink, as you know, because some of you have seen me. I like a little scotch every once in a while, or maybe an odd beer here and there. But there is something offensive, I think, about Irish culture when you see all these crazy T-shirts with people puking all over the place and everything. So it's a little bit distasteful. And so I don't allow that kind of stuff. My house here is full of positive Irish things. And I do the best I can to be a positive influence on everybody. I'm not perfect. Believe you me, I know that. I make a lot of mistakes. But disparaging our culture and our people is not, hopefully not one of them. So that's all. I don't want it to seem like a lecture, but that's how I feel about it. So I love, if you've known me, you know that I love to dress up and weird haircuts and all that kind of stuff. So I'm all for that. I don't think I actually have a shirt. I might have to go out and buy a bloody shirt for next week, but I think it'll be fun. And so I'm looking forward to it, actually, doing the session on St. Patrick's Day. I think it'll be a nice break from all the madness out there. If you have any special requests, I think we should definitely do St. Patrick's Day, the turn, next week, right? So if you don't know it, get the music for it. I'm sure we'll be fairly close to whatever.
Hey, John, why don't you have that be the tune you teach?
Oh, yeah, I could do that. It depends. If everybody knows it already, it's kind of a mute point. So give me an idea, I guess, through email. If you know it or don't know it, we could pick that tune. I'd be happy to do that. It's a great tune. It's got a little kind of interesting twist to it in the rhythm. Look, I'm open to anything here. I think you guys know me well enough now. We've been here just 21 weeks, so I'm a creature of habit to some degree, good and bad. But I don't think I change much from week to week. So, I'm all about feedback from you guys, and I'm not looking for people to blow smoke up my butt, but, just positive feedback or negative feedback, So, how you doing, Garth? All right. So we've got a nice group here, I think. We kind of leveled off here around the 70 mark with fairly steady repeats from people. So it's a nice group. So All right, I was thinking about maybe doing. What was that? I don't know who that was. All right, so should we do, how about Merrily Kiss the Quaker? We'll have a bit of fun now, right? And the Dingle Regatta. So. Now, you got to remember, in the Dingle Regatta, we've all got to jump up and down, right? So, all right, don't forget that. That's all part of the deal. So. I might even lilt. I do that a lot when I do that tune. And of course, you can lilt too, but I won't hear you. So, all right, let me go back to my front screen. So hold on a second, I need to adjust something here. Okay, sorry.
Hey, ho! Hey,
A lot of fun. So I have to say, now I can't see all the screens, that's the only problem, so I have to rely on the fact that I trust that everybody else is doing the same thing, but I have to, my hat's off to Alina playing the pipes and standing up and sitting down at the same time. It has to be a record right there. So
it's
Alina,
actually that part's easier than lilting.
Well, lilting is hard, even as you can tell if you listen to me. But kudos to you, Alina, that you get the gold star this week. So so I do that. Sometimes I do that with my students.
I just saw that 2 years ago, exactly on March 10th, I was attending a concert at Ashokan that you were the performer.
Yeah, that was
March 10th, 2019.
Oh, yeah, yes. I wasn't very well that day.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe we have some immunity from that because of that cough that we all have.
I love going to Ashokan. We didn't have a big crowd, unfortunately, but I do love seeing Jay and Molly, just wonderful people and good friends of mine. You know, what you see is what you get with those guys. That's what I like about it. You know, with all the fame and everything that you got from Ken Burns and I actually kidded around with him about it, and I don't know if you know, but the Celtic Women actually recorded Ashokan Farewell. And he said he made way more money from the Celtic Women than he ever did with the Civil War movie. It was pretty Civil War documentary, which I thought was kind of amazing, really, when you think about it.
But, it's a difficult drive to get to Ashokan, but it's a much easier drive to get to this, your concert tonight, or your session tonight.
Right, that's right. Well, hopefully you didn't have to drive to the concert. I'd hate to see what state your living room is in. All right. Let's go back to reels, I guess. Or should we do home preps again? Well, you know, I got to look up the music. Why don't we do, Horse Keen. I'm right by the H's right here. Oh, that's reels. That's what it is. I got to go. Gotta go to hornpipes. I was so busy printing, I didn't get a chance to pull out my music off my binder here. But at least it's quicker than it was before, right? And we're gonna do the... What is it? The Brown Coffin. I think I have it under a different name here, actually. Or maybe I have it under both. No, I don't have it. What was the other name on the brown coffin? Can anybody remember?
Encore Dune.
What's it called?
Encore Dune.
The factory smoke.
The factory, yes, yes, yes. Let me look under F here. I do have the factory smoke printed.
Encore Dune.
What's that?
Encore Dune.
Friendly. I don't have one. Oh, here it is. Sorry, folks. This is definitely, I think I'm busier now than I would be if I was actually on tour, to be honest with you, with all the virtual videos and stuff I have to do. All right, so. Right, that's Horse Keynes, written by Jimmy Keane, the great Jimmy Keane, who's going to be with us on Saturday. All right, I gotta. What did I do here now? Well, that's kind of interesting. Let me see. Hold on, folks. Don't go away. Have a cup of tea. I have to, hang on a second, what happened here? I have to, I haven't learned it in B flat yet, and I have it in the music in B flat. Sorry about that. All right. And then. Okay. I didn't know it. It's just, if I'm looking at music on B flat, I know I'm definitely going to screw it up. So. All right, here we go. I'm going to tell you, I did exactly what I told my students not to do, and that is to second guess yourself. The minute you second guess what you're doing is when you make the mistakes. So I actually know that tune, but I was relying on the music, which I shouldn't do, of course, because I never do, because I learned by ear and not by music. And so yeah, there you go. I learned my lesson there. And so did you. you reaped the rewards of my fouling up.
So, John, this is Bill. Which tune did you say was also played in B flat?
The Brown Coffin.
The Brown Coffin, okay.
It was recorded by Martin Hayes recorded it in B-flat. So I don't know if it was written in B-flat. I'm guessing it probably was.
Yeah.
But then somebody transposed, I guess, into G for on the session.
Yeah. And what's interesting is it's an E minor tune, but it's actually E minor. It's not E Dorian because of those D sharps. And it's interesting that it's you know, a lot of times you see E Dorian tunes with two sharps. And clearly this was actually an actual E minor tune. You don't find that many actual E minor tunes in Irish music.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's you know more about that stuff than I do, because I know absolutely zero about theory. Although I do a lot of stuff that involves theory, it's all out of here and not out of what's in my head, musically speaking, not in the way that I learned stuff. So go figure how that works. Let me see what we're going to do now. Well, we're getting through a lot of stuff here. Let's do... I don't have if I haven't written out. I think I do. The Blackberry Blossom. Oh, that's a different Blackberry. No, the Blackberry Blossom. Let me see what that is. I don't think I get that far. I hope I have it written, printed. I'm going to put my accordion down for a second. Blackberry Blossom, I have it right here. And of course, I know it very, very well. Just automatically looking at it, I know it. I know. Diddle da 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 lum, diddle da da lum, diddle da 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 lum, diddle da dum. And what are we doing with that? We're doing the Blackberry Blossom, and My Love Is in America. And of course, I know that very well too, but I won't remember how to start it. I always think about my grandfather and how, I'm way off here. He lived till he was 96, but he was sharp as a whip. And here I am now and I can't remember a damn thing. And I'm only 61. Kind of scary, really.
I'm curious, John. Is it recent that you can't remember the tune names, or is that forever? Because with me, it's been forever.
Well, I never really knew most of the tune names to begin with. That's not the issue for me.
Yeah.
The issue for me is I played these tunes for 30 years, and I just can't remember how to start. So you can. I know. My Love Is in America, right? But I won't. I can't. I went to a meeting today, a Zoom meeting, and I've known the host for, Marilyn, don't repeat this. I've known the host forever, and I couldn't think of his name. I could not, I had to ask my wife what his name was so I could go to the meeting. That's how bad I am. So that's pretty scary.
You're not alone. I keep telling friends, if I don't introduce you, it's because I can't remember the person's name. So introduce yourself and I'll listen.
Yeah. And then well, what else do I have with that? And Last Night's Fun. And that I remember. Okay. Sorry about the delays here.
Thank you.
Sorry, I've just lost it. Sorry about that, folks. Very embarrassing. I guess take me while you can get me, because if it keeps going like this, there won't be much of me left.
As someone recently said to me, don't be embarrassed.
Yes. I'm really sorry. That was terrible. All right, what do we got? Let's do the New York Jig and the Geese in the Buck. Okay. And the all right, here we go. 3, 4.
Thank you.
I think we'll do, we'll keep going. I keep my foot in the door here while I can. And I want to do the Thames and the Plains of Ball. And let me see if I can, you know, get the Thames out of here. I love this one part, the Thames. And so my hand, I have this problem with my hand. I don't know if any of you have that, but this, it's like a cramp thing is, or where my thumb and this finger, they're locking up. I don't know what it is. I don't know, maybe I have dystonia, but they keep locking up.
Could be.
Does it feel like it gets disjointed?
No, it just locks up on me, and then I have to pull my thumb out.
Yeah, my middle finger does the same thing. It's arthritis, apparently.
Is that what it was? Well, I have arthritis.
Flicking it back in. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that arthritis in my thumb joint, and it's really bad for finger picking.
Right. I know, we're at that age now.
Yeah.
Okay. The Thames, and then it's amazing that I've been playing that tune since I was probably 14 years old, the Plains of Boyle, and it never gets old. It's such a great tune. So, anyway, all right, the Thames. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
There you go, folks. I think I'm done. I think I'm fried. It's been a long day.